This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner Saturday of Iran's presidential election, a widely anticipated result after many political heavyweights were barred from running. Poll officials claim Raisi won 62% of the vote, with about 90% of ballots counted from Friday's election without releasing turnout figures after three other candidates conceded defeat. Raisi is a 60-year-old who is set to take over at a critical time as Iran seeks to salvage its nuclear deal with major powers and free itself from punishing U.S. sanctions that have driven a sharp economic downturn. He is the head of the Iranian judiciary and seen as close to the 81-year-old supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has ultimate political power in Iran. Friday's voting was extended by 2 hours past the original midnight deadline amid fears of a low turnout of 50% or less. Many voters had chosen to stay away after the field of some 600 hopefuls, including 40 women, had been narrowed to 7 candidates, all men. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani replaced 2 top ministers charged with managing the country's faltering security Saturday as the Taliban continues to capture new territory in fierce battles with government forces. The shakeup of the defense and interior ministry positions comes as violence surges and peace talks remain deadlocked, with the Taliban claiming to have seized more than 40 districts in recent weeks across the rugged countryside. The latest cabinet change must be approved by parliament and comes as violence is increasing since early May after the U.S. military began the formal withdrawal of its last remaining troops. U.S. President Joe Biden has set September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks in the U.S., as the deadline to withdraw American soldiers. This is VOA News.